sweet spot. Have you ever felt a sweet spot? The kind you remember not just as a recorded memory, but as a vibration. You strike a cricket ball or a baseball just right. Feel the tingling bat talk straight to your heart. The ball looping through the air. The bat swinging in your hand, your stretched arms, your waiting body, the ground beneath your feet. Sounds dramatic, but that's how it feels. Everything is perfectly aligned. Everything is moving, but perfectly still. Or you're playing football. I don't call it soccer, never could. And take a free kick. You have the top right corner of the goal in your head. You drive your lower foot through the ball. It scythes through the air, silver spoon in clear soup. Beyond the goalkeeper's flailing arms, your ball arrows into the net. Everything is just as it should be. And you know you've hit the sweet spot. It doesn't happen often, but when it does, you know it. But you're not interested in my knowledge of sports. You only want to know what happened, don't you? I mean about the sex. Did we? Did we not? I don't like talking about that. I'm very private that way. I mean, it's messed up enough, my life, without you meddling around. And why is that always the first question? Did you? But yes. Yes and no. We were at it, on her single bed. I was looking at her from below, she was looking away. I could see little lines popping up on her brow, above the bridge of her nose. But when I moved up from her gently tingling breasts, she turned and kissed me, our lips sloppy and smacking into each other. I pulled my pants down and my underwear was still drying in India. And then she said, stop. So I stopped, still throbbing like a dog on heat, but I stopped. She threw her arms around my back, pulled me closer till we were cheek to cheek, rubbed her hands down my back, the lines on her wrists melting into me. I was limp now. Hold me, she said. I moved my arms below her neck till her head was raised. In mid-air between locked arms, we waited. I don't know if sex brings us together. Either Hugh Hefner style, all one big happy family, or Bible style, seed of the lamb and go forth and multiply for the Lord will provide. I don't feel any closer to anyone or anything with sex. If I'm in you, or you're in me,